we need to keep that for about 60 days.
Oh, okay.
Then you can get it back, or if, maybe you can make a copy tomorrow.
I can make a copy and mail you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
My idea, excuse me.
Oh, yes.
Case number 10781, Maria and Patrick O'Shea, northeast of Route 1, corner of Robinson Drive and Blackstone Avenue, being Lot 1 and part of Lot 46 within Silver Lake Manor Development. A variance from the corner side yard and corner side, or end side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Maria O'Shea, 500 Sandalwood, Richmond, Virginia.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this evening?
I'm requesting actually four setback variances. I'll start with the last two on the list, numbers 3 and 4.
Okay.
I hired Resort Point Builders to remodel my house. They subcontracted the deck, which is a deck that is on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And a raised deck screen porch. I only know the guy's first name that did that. His first name was Jack. And there were no permits that were obtained before construction. So when I started the process of the other two requests that I have that have to do with a pool, I found out that we have a setback problem with two showers and the deck. And so I'm asking for a 6-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the two existing showers. And I'm requesting a 1.5-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback for the existing deck. And I'm not sure, Susan Isaacs was helping me with this form, and she has a note here that says open, unenclosed decks can encroach 5 feet into the setback.
Mm-hmm.
This particular deck is open, unenclosed, and it's ground level. There's no, you know, it's not raised up.
Okay.
Then moving on to numbers 1 and 2, we'd like to install a pool at our property. And our property is very unique in that it's on a pie-shaped lot with a street on either side. And then our garage, which I believe was added on to our house, it wasn't original to the house, is in the backyard. So there really isn't a backyard. And I think, I'm not sure, but they've, in filling out this form, they figured out what they were going to call the side yard, the front yard, the backyard. None of it makes any sense to me. But after they told me what is the side yard, the front yard, and the backyard, she explained that what I needed to request was a 12-foot variance from the required 15-foot variance for the corner side yard setback,
mm-hmm.
and that I needed a 4-foot variance from the required 15-foot corner side yard setback for a deck that we'd like to also build. In terms of the standards, because our property is so irregular and narrow, this really was the only place to put a pool. In terms of whether it could otherwise be developed, the only other area on the property that's large enough would be in the front yard, which I'm quite sure my neighbors wouldn't like. Although we did consider it, we did consider sort of reorienting somehow the house so that it looked like the front was on Robinson's Drive, which is our address. But we would be requesting a variance to do that because we'd have to put something on the side of the house to make it look like that was the front of the house. And probably a larger variance for that. We don't think it would affect the character of the neighborhood. We have a 1940s cottage that we adore, and we have no intention of changing that. And in fact, by putting the privacy fence up along Robinson's, we have privacy fence on the other side. It would match the fencing on the other side. So from an aesthetic standpoint, we would now have a house that looked like it had a front and it had a back, which I think would be would actually look better. And like I said, we did explore every conceivable way to get a pool in, and this was kind of the only one we came up with, and it's pretty small pool.
One of the first things you said was something about the company that did some of the repairs. And did I understand you to say that they did all these repairs or renovations without permits?
No, they did get permits for everything they did in the house, and they subcontracted the deck and the showers, and those did not have permits.
Do you know to whom they subcontracted that work?
I only know a first name, Jack, but my builder was Resort Point Builder, so it really, I think, because they subbed it, it really is
still their responsibility.
You apparently filled out two applications, and you referred to the first two requests on the, I guess, the latter of the two. And you're also asking for a 6-foot variance from the required 10-foot setback for you, the showers, and 1.5-foot variance from the required 5-foot setback, side yard setback for an existing deck. Now, you mentioned some fences, and you're going to install a privacy fence?
Yes.
Okay. You've already checked. You're familiar with the height requirements and all? Mm-hmm. Been a real learning process.
It would actually be a 6-foot fence, so it is beyond the minimum.
And you understand it can only be 3.5 feet so far back from the front and all those good things. Okay. I'd hate for you to have to go through this process again. I'm sure you wouldn't want to.
Right.
Okay. That's the only question I have.
Okay. Okay. Are there any other questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? No further. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10781, as I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood. Get the house back in conformity. It's been built in 1940 or before. Mm-hmm. It's a minimum variance to grant relief. I'll move we approve.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,781. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, we should probably ask counsel to send a letter to the
contract. Yeah, I do that on
contract.
Go on.
Thank you.